Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace? Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh and there's Chuck and there's Jerry again sitting in for producer Dave C.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Short Stuff, as I've already said.
That's right. And we're talking about books. What is a book? What isn't a book?
Mm-hmm.
Old books.
How old is that book in the window?
Sure.
The one with the waggedy tail?
That's right. Should we get going?
I thought we already had, but yes, let's get going. So there's this book in the National Museum of History in Bulgaria, and it is what some people consider the oldest book in the world. Have you seen pictures of it?
I have.
It's 6 pages of gold sheet. Like, the pages are gold and not like they took paper and put gold around it or the edges are gilded. It is like a sheet of gold metal, mm-hmm. and there's 6 pages like that. And they're bound together, and it's written in Etruscan. And the Etruscans were the direct predecessors to the Romans. They kind of ran the area. I think their heyday was around 500 BCE. And they're kind of this mysterious group because we haven't deciphered their writing yet. But we know that this is an Etruscan book. And so a lot of people say, there you have it, everybody. The oldest book in the world is called the Gold Orphism Book. And this is it.
Yes, it is actual multiple pages, like you said. It is bound. There are illustrations. There's a mermaid and a harp and some soldiers and a horse rider. And, you know, they say this thing is 2,500 years old. They found it along a river, the Strelma River in southwestern Bulgaria in a tomb. It was donated. This is all kind of mysterious. It was donated by an anonymous person and then authenticated by 2 anonymous scientists.
Yeah.
It's a little sketchy.
Sounds like aliens to me.
But the debate then started. Well, that's not true. There's always been debates about what is the oldest this, what's the oldest that, what's the oldest book. And if you think about oldest book, it becomes a little bit of an esoteric question because you have to ask yourself, what is a book? Could it be a clay tablet or a scroll or... Yeah. You know, can it be something that isn't like doesn't tell a story? It's just like accounting records. So yeah. You really have to sort of define what a book is first.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people would define a book by its physical attributes, right? Like it's a certain shape. It's bound together. That's a big one for a lot of people. Some people say it has to be on paper, which would discount the gold orphism book. And then other people say, well, no, it's just got to like tell a story, say, and it can be on anything and it doesn't have to be bound together. And this is when everybody goes, oh boy, here we go.
Right.
Here comes another debate on what constitutes a book.
Yeah, but it's not an angry debate, is it?
No, it's not angry, but yet I'm angered by it because I think it's largely unnecessary. And there is a person cited in this How Stuff Works article who I suspect purposefully obfuscates this and initiates this debate because they don't want this question ever to be answered.
Are you talking about Laurent Ferry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a curator of rare books and manuscripts at Cornell, and they were actually interviewed for this How Stuff Works article about 11 years ago.
Right.
And Cornell is in possession of these clay tablets that they maintain, the largest in the world, and they're pretty old. And some people might say, well, those are books, but most of those, like I said, about like tax records, their financial records, mm-hmm. legal proceedings, they don't espouse any worldview. So I think therein, that means they are not books.
Yeah, Laurent Ferry says a book would be something that has a binding and that espouses a worldview. right? So yeah, you can discount those clay tablets. They just don't count as a book. But to other people, they would count as a book. So they said, well, okay, Laurent Ferry, what is the oldest book then? And Ferry said either Homer's Iliad or the Epic of Gilgamesh. The problem is, and this is where I think Laurent Ferry is purposefully doing this just to keep this debate going because they like to talk about this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the Epic of Gilgamesh, the oldest, is a very old book. The British Museum has one, but it's written on clay tablets from the 7th century BCE.
Doesn't count.
And yeah, it's not bound. So the very example that this curator gave as the oldest book doesn't even fall within their own parameters.
Yeah.
And here's where I start to get angry.
All right, well, let's take a break then before you
Hulk
out and Hulk smash.
Right.
And we'll be right back to, well, we're not going to settle any debate, but we'll just talk about it more and make you more mad. Hey, everybody. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low and not sure you can pull out a win. And that's when you have to dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies.
That's right. You can play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. And you can charge other players rent for your iconic properties.
Plus, you can even work with your friends to crack open community chests in tournaments to get rewards and climb the leaderboard.
So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
Hey, everybody. If you're building a deck at work and you want to supercharge it, check out Canva presentations. Work docs have been the same for too long. The Canva docs are different. They're visual. They grab readers' attention with images, charts, tables, and videos playable right in the doc. Plus, docs don't have to be just words on a page. You can make your docs pop with Canva docs.
That's right. And Canva presentations are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, HR, ops, marketing, and more, Canva presentations can be the solution for you. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it.
Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with a stunning template, use it as a springboard for your design, adding images, graphics, charts, data visualizations, all from a massive media library. It's super easy to wow any audience with Canva presentations.
So start designing today at canva.com, designed for work. That's canva.com.
All right, let's get back to me getting mad.
Well, it depends on who you talk to. If you start bringing religion into it and all this stuff, then of course you're going to have people that say, you might have Christians that say, well, the Bible is clearly the oldest book because the world is, you know, only a few thousand years old and the Bible was written right after that. So what's older than that, bub?
Right, exactly.
And biblical scholars will say, and scientists will say, well, actually, the Bible was written over many, many hundreds of years. And a lot of these stories that were written were hundreds of years after the events that they're talking about even.
Right, but they don't say that to the people who say the world's a few thousand years old and the Bible was written right after. The scholars turn to the rest of us and say, well, obviously, these things were written over centuries after
Correct.
These events. So
That's right.
Here's the thing. That's another thing that Laurent Ferry does, is what about religion? Why would you bring that part into it? That's not fair. They're just trying to do this. And then there was another one, too, that they said, too, is, well, you know, some books are not, it's not like the stories were created out of whole cloth right when the books were written. A lot of them are based on oral traditions. And these oral traditions far predate any of the books that are, these oldest books that are written. And it does not matter. it does not matter if the book is a brand new story, but it's still older than any other book, than a book that was published in the 50s based on an oral tradition from 5,000 years ago. That older book is going to be the older book. This Laurent Ferry person is really getting under my skin.
Yeah, it can't be. A book isn't a story. A book is a story that has been bound and written. And I'm, you know what? I'm not, my definition, it doesn't even have to be bound. If you give me a scroll,
okay,
that's got a good beginning, middle, and end to it,
yeah,
then that's a book.
So there's papyri that are 4,500 years old that would qualify them, because I mean it's a book, but it's just one long page.
All right, that's a book.
Okay, all right.
To me,
so we're hot on the trail here, at least as far as what you consider a book.
I mean, Kerouac wrote on rolls of toilet paper, right?
He wrote on, was it rolls of toilet paper? I know it was a very long roll of paper over like 48 or 72 hours or something like that.
And like, that was the story in the book, but you can't sell stuff like that. So you have to bind them in the traditional form so you can put them on your shelf.
Exactly. But yeah, was it not a book before when it was just on one long scroll? It's a really great point.
Now I'm just getting mad at us.
No, not us. Ferry. Laurent Ferry. Be mad at okay. them.
All right.
There's another question is, what constitutes a book? What kind of book are you talking about? If you're talking about a printed book in the understanding of printing that we have here in the modern world, well, then that's easy to settle. The Gutenberg Bible or the book printed right before the Gutenberg Bible. Man, I wish I would have looked it up. I forgot about it.
Did a whole episode on that.
I know. But whatever book Gutenberg put out first, that would qualify. But then, remember in that episode, we talked about China had printers that they didn't use movable type. They used woodblock printing, but they were still printing books.
Those are books.
So, you know, okay. But then other people say, well, before printing, before automatic printing, there was handwriting. But they were still writing books. Okay, well, then now you're talking about manuscripts. So so actually, you come back to the biblical people and say, well, what you got? And they say, well, we have manuscripts that were written in the 4th century. That's pretty old, isn't it? And you say, yeah, that's pretty old. But is it any more of a book than the Gold Orphism book?
Right. I don't even know where we are now in this debate, to be honest, because I think I'm backing myself into a corner that I painted myself into.
You can just walk right out of it. Just say, this is what I now think.
I think it can be handwritten.
Okay.
Because Jack Kerouac was writing with his hand.
Okay.
I think it can be on a scroll.
Okay.
Can't be an oral story.
Okay, right. Agreed.
I'm going to say it doesn't have to be bound. If you want to sell it, it might have to be bound. But then you're getting into consumerism and like, you know, that whole argument.
But I think it has to be connected in some way. So, like, if it's one long scroll, those pages are still connected.
Yeah. So, what are you saying? If they slice that scroll up into 100 sheets and just stacked them, that's not a book.
Yeah, because
that's a manuscript.
Because there's Etruscan gold sheets that are not connected, that would not really qualify as
count.
A book, like the Gold Orphism book, that are actually older than the Gold Orphism book. But they wouldn't count. They're just pages. You got pages, not a book. Pages are part of a book.
All right.
I guess it's here
good point.
That I should reveal to the world that I am Laurent Ferry.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. He just ripped off his mask. And first he was Bob Uecker, and then he was Laurent Ferry.
Bob Uecker. What was that from?
I think that was where those Bud Light or the Miller Light commercials, right?
I thought it was like Naked Gun or something.
Go back and watch some of those sometime on YouTube. Those are fantastic.
Yeah, they really, it was Miller, wasn't it?
Yeah, Miller Lite. Uh-huh. Great bits of nostalgia.
Yeah. Wow. We were raised on TV, weren't we?
Dang straight.
Well, I'll tell you who was raised on books, Laurent Ferry.
And you know who was raised on radio? Journey.
That's right. And how could you get any better as far as endings go than that, Chuck?
Agreed.
Well, everybody, Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.